In order to make coherent light, one must run the highly reflected, diffused, and diffracted light through a series of lenses. If there is the slightest bit of smudge on the lenses, then as the laser is pushed up to full power, it will explode at some point. All of that power hitting that single piece of smudging on the lens causes the destruction of the entire machine. I use this as an analogy of our vertical relationship and as an example of why personal purity of heart, mind, body, and soul is so important. It is like our Creator is providing the light, which He will then shoot through us as we become the lens on the laser. So long as everything is on low power, all will seem normal. But as the Lord above directs more power and energy into and through us, sooner or later, the smudge that is in our hearts and minds will begin to interfere with our use as a conduit. Just as the smudge on the lens of the laser, as the power running through us is increased, there will come a point where it will become self-destructive. Such that if spiritual power is to be an ultimate goal, then one must tend to carefully polishing one's internal lens on a regular basis. To those who seek His power, our walk and our thought life and the keeping of our heart and letting the sin find us out are not casual matters. And for any who have committed themselves to spiritual warfare as a manner of life must be all the more concerned with obedience to the commands of our Heavenly Father and His blessed Son and His Holy Spirit. Such persons must be circumspect in all things. It is in our thought life and in our hearts that this war rages. Remembering one of the most difficult of principles, which is that our heart is deceitful above all things. Such that the idea that if you just follow your heart, all will go well, will likely lead to unexpected results. When we speak of warring with the flesh, we are really talking about our heart and mind. It is here where our human sickness will fester. It is here that our satanic nature can run around unfettered and untamed. A very dangerous place indeed. It is here where our disunion between God and man and our inner self will begin and end. If the tongue is lit on fire of Gehenna / hell, then how much more so the source of the speech which comes flying out of our mouths during certain unguarded moments. It is here that your sins will find you out. Herein lies the swamp that is in great need of draining, a veritable cesspool of thought which will precede action. And one can only imagine the effect of a continuous barrage of ungodly poison coming at my contemporaries from every side and every quarter, between the television, the movies, the radio, magazines, and pretended newspapers, it may simply become impossible to keep the lens clean, thereby destroying your power, such that you can have an outward form of religiosity, but completely lacking any power whatsoever. The lens in most people's heart having become so filthy that it would be hopeless to try to run concentrated energy through it without causing the person who is the conduit to simply explode into flames and vanish. So now, instead of a life steeped in miracle power, one is forced to seek a life of further distraction and diversion. One no longer tends to the needs of the inner person as they are tossed about while floating around in a tempestuous sea after the moorings have broken loose. They now go from one guru to the next, from one leader of the faithful to the next, from one system of belief to the next, until finally there remains no system and no growth in saving faith. Talking the talk, but having no idea how to walk the walk, having never actually done so. So now, outward conformity with man-made systems takes the place of a power-filled life of freedom and liberty in Christ. Our freedom traded in for numerous musty old rules in which will be found no power whatsoever. Instead, one will look down to see that they are covered in chains which are so heavy as to end any possibility of flying free in the Spirit. Our concerns now becoming how to impress and please our fellow lost souls, instead of how to commune with our living God to the exclusion of all else. The time is so short, and the job of cleansing our inner lives of all of their inner filth so large that there is bound to be a disconnect at some point. There being no time to waste on doing what it takes to be spotless and without blemish in boldness as we come to stand before Him as He comes in flaming judgment. Every second that is wasted on our all too human diversions and distractions causing us to have that much less time to get it right. This being one of the main problems with churchianity, it being fundamentally the ultimate distraction and diversion. For now, instead of listening to that tiny little quiet voice at the back of our heads, we are continuously bombarded by everything but that. Instead of seeking guidance from our Heavenly Father on a breath-by-breath basis, we look to our fellow humans for our instructions and directions. Again, the more we are doing this, the less time we have to deal with Him and with His Spirit. The more we listen to men, the further we are removing ourselves from the promptings of the Holy Spirit. More men, less God. Oh, but how ironic can you get? As you are actually moving further and further away from Him, you are becoming more and more of a master at outward religion. Yes, the very one that is totally lacking in power. Our lens has become so smudged by the cares of this world and the things of men-pleasing that very little power can be run through this conduit without causing it to fracture into many numerous tiny pieces. But outwardly, more religious than ever. Maybe even more zealous of whatever particular cult or cultic center than ever. This is how the ubiquitous building fund and fraudulent missionary work comes to take top place in our hierarchy of values. As we zealously build cult centers and parking lots and promote picnics and barbecues and Christianize worldliness and fleshliness, the hearts, which are deceitful above all things, leading the way down the road to perdition as we live for the commands of men. More and more to the disregarding of the voice of the Holy Spirit, which is finally stilled altogether. As I am so busy worrying about saving souls for Jesus, which is the office of the Holy Spirit, not men, never forget, and planting churches, i.e. buying real estate and getting others to pay for it, that they soon enough forget their first love, as true religion steadily decays moment by moment into commercial religion, which will ultimately be found to be of very little use. As I am told by my spiritual slave masters, all that I must do to promote their earthly desires and demands more and more to the exclusion of doing that which I ought to be doing instead. Soon enough, time will run out, and what was thought to be a good way to go turns out to be the exact opposite of everything we first thought and hoped it to be. A slow and insidious process made all the more destructive by virtue of such. Rite and ritual having replaced internal cleansing as my soul becomes more and more complacent, as I soon enough feel the cold chill of impending death and judgment, for which I find myself completely unready, in no small part due to the very persons who pretended to be paving my way to heavenly glory, that is to say, ultimately fatal to our spiritual well-being. Yes, fatal distractions and diversions, working stealthily to undermine true power and true godliness without spot or blemish before Him at His judgment seat. And what a loss that is going to be.